From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin. In a few minutes, remembering 9/11 and an art show with big ambitions. We'll start tonight with breaking news from the campaign trail. Rick Perry rode into the presidential sunset again today. The former Texas governor suspended his 2016 bid for the White House. He made the announcement during a speech this afternoon in Missouri.
I step aside knowing our party's in good hands as long as we listen to the grassroots, listen to that cause of conservatism. If we do that, then our party will be in good hands.
He's the first Republican to exit the race. His campaign was strapped for cash, and Perry was polling near zero. 14 years ago today, nearly 3,000 lives were lost, and even more were changed after the 9/11 attacks. To mark the day, the group Entrepreneurs for North Texas hosted what it calls Freedom Day. 1,000 volunteers, including 300 veterans, spent the day in the woods south of downtown Dallas. KERA's Kat Chow chronicles a single hour.
It's a little after 8 in the morning. I'm on a bus filled with volunteers. We're on our way to an area known as the Texas Horse Park. Sitting in front of me is one of the volunteers, caffeinated, ready to go.
Rachel Williams, RACHELWILLIAMS.
It's her third year helping out.
It kind of, you know, gives you soul hugs or something.
Hugs on a day you might want one. September 11th.
So today is really just a day about giving back and making a different memory for 9/11 and kind of replacing those bad memories and doing something good for the community.
Williams tells me right before we get off the bus, her grandfather was in the Marines, and so was her grandmother. It's almost 8:30 now. Hundreds are pouring into an open-air pavilion where there are usually as many ponies as people.
We are in the Great Trinity Forest at the Texas Horse Park.
That's Catherine Cuellar. She's executive director of Entrepreneurs for North Texas. Remember? The group running this day.
Today's service project will benefit Equest, which provides therapeutic horsemanship to veterans and special needs children.
The volunteers will be digging water lines, clearing trails through the park, and building raised garden beds for carrots and lettuce to feed the horses. It's around 8:50 now.
I found Jeff.
That's Jeff Hensley. He's a 21-year veteran who flew fighter jets for the Navy. Half his career, he was active duty, the other half, a reservist, and he volunteered to serve in Iraq. On that morning in 2001, he was piloting a commercial flight for United out of Hartford, Connecticut.
We flew right over Manhattan on the departure out of New York, you know, just what turned out to be about 30 minutes before American 11 went in.
One of his military friends was on the other plane that hit the towers.
My transition just, it took a long time and it was really hard, but there were a lot of people out there that helped me. They stepped in and they took my hand and helped me find my fit in civilian life.
When he came back from serving in Baghdad, things were rough. So his kids started going to equine therapy, and it turns out he thought it was helpful. He wanted to get involved. Hensley earned his master's in counseling, and now he's clinical director of Equest. That's the group these hundreds of volunteers are helping out, which brings us to today. And a moment of silence.
It is 9:03 a.m., the moment at which Flight 175 hit the second World Trade Center tower. Thank you all for being here.
With that, the work begins. A day of building and gardening and remembering the lives lost and changed on September 11th, 2001. Kat Chow, KERA News.
Fort Worth is looking to hire a new top cop. At a community forum last night, residents had a chance to hear from the 6 finalists for the job. City Manager David Cook is making the hire.
One of the reasons we wanted to do the community forum, you know, is so that the community can hear directly from the 6 candidates, and the 6 candidates get to connect with the community, but it's only beginning point at that stage.
Whoever lands the job will have to navigate tensions both inside and outside of the department. In the last year, 4 black officers have filed lawsuits alleging racial discrimination under the previous police chief, Jeff Halstead. The Latino Officers Association made similar accusations. All that comes in the wake of protests from North Texas to Ferguson. And that's why City Councilman Sal Spino says communication skills are a priority.
We were looking for a police chief that knows how to speak consistently with a message of diversity, inclusion, professionalism, respect, and trust to every community in Fort Worth.
No timeline has been announced for the final hiring decision. KERA's new Fort Worth reporter Chris Connolly will dig into the field of candidates Monday on Morning Edition. Tomorrow, Fort Worth celebrates Fall Gallery Night. Dozens of exhibition spaces across the city will be a part of it. As KERA's Jerome Weeks reports, one show in a funky former warehouse aims to do more than just show off some new art.
Lauren Cross is one of the African-American artists in cultural affairs, a one-night-only gallery exhibition from Fort Worth's Art. Cross joins a deliberately diverse mix of sculptors, painters, and photographers, sound artists, and spoken word artists. It's an inclusive, multi-genre, multiracial showcase. In her house in Fort Worth, Cross's little studio is piled high with the brown paper grocery bags she uses in her art.
I've been working on brown paper bags for quite a long time.
Cross's art can be appreciated without regard to any specific African-American content. Yet the brown paper bag is notorious in Black history. Decades ago, Black fraternities, nightclubs, house parties, even colleges might use a grocery bag as an admissions test. Only those women whose skin was lighter than that would gain entrance. Cross is somewhat light-skinned herself, so she was curious when she learned of the test. In researching it, she found the history of rejecting dark-skinned Black women hasn't gone away.
In the last 5 years, there have been instances where at a club or a party, a brown paper bag was used to say light-skinned girls only.
This, Cross decided, was something both personal and historical, worth using in her art. Cross's good friend, Letitia Huckabee, also uses a mundane material for her art, a material with a personal, historical resonance. Huckabee began as a documentary photographer, but she's been incorporating fabric into her artworks, a particular fabric. In the show Cultural Affairs, she has a color lithograph of her daughter, printed on a flower sack.
My mom grew up on a farm, and the only thing they bought from the store was sugar. Everything else they grew or they killed it. And she used to tell me about how they would even take those sacks and her mom would make clothes out of them.
Huckabee views her art as taking the overlooked, the cast off, the neglected, and giving it renewed value as art. Huckabee herself is represented by the Liliana Block Gallery in Dallas. So she sees the show Cultural Affairs as a way of drawing attention to how minority artists are represented and not represented in North Texas.
I use Houston as an example. It's maybe not as tender to discuss, but there's a lot of internationally known African-American artists in Houston that cannot get representation in Houston. These are artists, they do big shows in New York, but the galleries feel it's more relevant to bring in someone from outside of the area to represent minority art.
And you're saying that a similar situation applies here?
Yes.
Lauren Childs is the co-founder of Fort Worth's Art, and she says one reason for the show Cultural Affairs is precisely that, to help change the local art scene.
Most of the galleries are still somewhat segregated as far as what you see. And so we want Fort Worth to have all that kind of diversity brought together in one area.
Seen in a wider context, Lauren Cross, the artist, says the participants in Cultural Affairs are simply joining the national conversation about race in America, the conversation that has been dialed up way up the past 2 years.
It's one of those conversations that at this particular time in our history, we can't do it enough.
Jerome Weeks, KERA News.
The show Cultural Affairs is tomorrow at Shipping and Receiving, a warehouse-turned-gallery space on Fort Worth's south side. For the evening, somewhat cloudy skies. Later on, a slight chance of rain with a low around 67. Tomorrow should be sunny with a cool high near 85. It's currently 89 degrees in Dallas, 91 in Fort Worth. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin.